From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. According to State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert, the historic meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is still a go.
The United States continues to actively prepare for President Trump's expected summit with leader Kim in Singapore.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will meet later this week with a North Korean four-star general in New York for talks related to a planned summit between the president and the North Korean leader. In addition, a U.S. delegation is meeting with a North Korean delegation in the Demilitarized Zone, led by Sung Kim, who is the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines and a former envoy to South Korea. The U.S. military will continue sailing ships near disputed islands in the South China Sea, according to Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. That is despite Beijing's increased complaints about the operations. The South China Sea is expected to be a major focus this week when Mattis heads to Singapore to attend an annual gathering of Asian defense and other leaders. Two U.S. Navy warships sailed Sunday near islands occupied by China in the Paracel Islands off the coast of Vietnam. China sent two of its own warships to the area to warn the U.S. vessels to leave, according to Beijing. A Harvard University study finds that the number of lives lost in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria is more than 4,600. That is compared to the U.S. government's figure of 64. The study suggests the fatalities occurred between September 20th and December 31st of 2017. The researchers said their latest estimates may be too low and underscore the inattention of the U.S. government to the frail infrastructure of Puerto Rico. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As talks continue over a proposed summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the U.S. estimates North Korea is holding tens of thousands of political prisoners at camps. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The State Department's annual report on international religious freedom puts the number between 80,000 and 120,000, with many of the prisoners held for religious reasons under horrific conditions.
A gulag system operating in North Korea.
Ambassador-at-Large Sam Brownback says it's been a terrible situation for many years. Asked if religious freedom's coming up during talks over the president's summit, Brownback notes President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo already secured the release of three Americans held in North Korea.
They're raising all of these issues.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The search for a Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that mysteriously vanished more than 4 years ago has ended in failure. Ocean Infinity, a private American exploration company, said Tuesday it had covered more than 100,000 square kilometers of the ocean floor but found nothing. The aircraft disappeared in 2014, carrying 239 people from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in one of the world's biggest aviation mysteries. Israeli military planes carried out airstrikes Tuesday in the Gaza Strip, targeting positions of the militant group Islamic Jihad. The strikes came hours after the Israel Defense Forces said militants in Gaza fired at least 25 mortar shells toward several sites in southern Israel. The IDF statement said most of the projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. U.S. President Donald Trump contended Tuesday that prosecutors investigating his 2016 campaign's links to Russia will be meddling in November's congressional elections, but he didn't offer any proof. VOA's Catherine Gibson has that story.
Trump, in a string of Twitter comments, ignored the conclusion last week by his new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, that U.S. officials expect continued efforts by Russia to interfere with the congressional elections. The U.S. intelligence community concluded Russia meddled in the presidential election 2 years ago to help Trump win. With the congressional campaigns now in their early stages in many U.S. states, 5+ months ahead of the voting, Pompeo said there is much work ahead to mitigate any Russian interference. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
A Nevada jury has begun deliberating in a civil lawsuit by a British tourist who blames illusionist David Copperfield for injuries he received taking part in a vanishing act in Las Vegas in 2013. Closing arguments ended Tuesday in the case by Gavin Cox and his wife alleging negligence by Copperfield. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.